The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm a little bit pissed today.
Why are you pissed?
I'm pissed because I was just telling you about, we were just talking about my dad.
Oh,
and you just said that my dad looks fantastic for 67. And I said, you know what that means? And I said, that means that I'm going to look good at 67. And then you said, what'd you say?
I said, God willing.
Yeah, God
but
willing.
That was my pre-recording persona. That is
you?
I've split now. Once I hit go live, I split. So Ted, you're gonna look
you've
really,
been watching too much Severance.
You're gonna be really, really hot at 70. You're gonna have ladies crawling up over you, maybe some guys, just, you know, tan. It's gonna be awesome. Greasy, but good greasy.
Yeah.
Good greasy.
There's an interesting image that you've given me here because they're gonna be climbing up all over me. I'm thinking there's maybe like seven people involved here.
Yeah.
So that either means that when I'm 70, I'm gonna be this massive beast of a man.
Yep.
And
well, you already are massive and beastly.
Well, I am, but like I'm gonna be like large, like I'm gonna be looking like Jabba the Hutt, you know,
like if Jabba the Hutt was hot.
Well, imagine if I look exactly like Jabba the Hutt, but like the cultural shift has happened where that's attractive.
Okay,
so I am technically hot.
You're still hot.
I'm Jabba the Hutt hot.
Well, that's what they say about the olden days, that the fat guys were hot.
Because they were rich. Because they could eat food.
Because they had resources.
Yeah, because they were like, this motherfucker can eat. This guy's eating brats every morning.
Yep.
This guy's eating eggs.
Better than wheat kernels.
Yeah, better than wheat kernels and hardtack.
Hardtack.
Guy's got a pineapple in his room.
Okay. Whoa.
On display, though.
With a lot
of people.
That's
when you know it's expensive. Yeah, everyone to look at the pineapple. You know that was a thing, right?
Well, pineapple means orgy. Right?
Let's take it easy.
Pineapple is a pretty cool looking fruit.
It is a cool looking fruit. Well, the reason that back then in the day,
it was a wealth symbol.
It was because pineapples don't last very long. So you had to like,
oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a fruit, you know? So
that's true.
To have a pineapple in an era where there was just ships.
That makes sense because my grandma had a pineapple door knocker and I'm pretty sure she wasn't swinging.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she was kind of wealthy.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Pineapple for swingers.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. When you said orgy, I was like, he's just making this up.
I am not making this up.
No. Okay. Swingers, though.
I think orgies overlap heavily, right? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I guess maybe a little bit, but I think that's just more like they're traders. They like to trade.
Traders to the crown?
You give me your wife. I give you my wife.
Oh, trading. Like a Minecraft villager trader.
Yeah, exactly.
Like emeralds for carrots.
Except the deal is more equal.
Equal. The Minecraft villagers are making bank, okay?
They are.
They're selling carrots.
They they're like
for emeralds.
They're like, give me 16 emeralds and I'll give you an apple. Give me 16 emeralds and I'll give you my wife. Give me your wife. And I'll give you 3 pieces of sugar.
Dude, I'm lost now.
Welcome, everybody, to episode
7.
I think it's 8.
It is 8.
Like
it is
8.
It is 8. 8
of the Take It Easy podcast. We're 2 away
from 10.
Well, one more after this, and then the next one will be double. Will be a double-digit podcast.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yep.
And then we'll be a double-digit podcast for 90 episodes after that, and then we'll be a triple-digit podcast, and then we'll be a triple-digit podcast for 900 episodes after that, and then we'll be a four-figure podcast rocking the Joe Rogan vibes.
Oh, wait. How many? He's done like 2,000-3,000 or something.
Something like 3,000, but we'll be... By then, we'll definitely be on some sort of set in a vague location with curtains.
We'll probably be going to be bringing biggest estate on Martha's Vineyard. We'll be flying our guests out.
Oh,
seaplane
lands
in the harbor.
They'll land in the harbor. We'll take their phones.
Yeah, this is a no phone zone.
We got to take their phones.
Do you think phones have made conversation worse? Like if we're talking movie. Does it kill the vibe for you when somebody's like, oh, let me look it up. Let me look that up. And you're like, but I'd rather you just.
Interesting.
So you're doing it right now. I just saw you just reached. You did the reach out.
No. Well, something was bothering me on my table and I had to move it. Well, when did that start? I mean, I guess that's been going on since 2008. So you think that things are worse since you were 10?
Oh, life is exponentially worse since I was 10. Are you kidding me, dude?
Yeah. What's the worst thing?
At 10, I was deep in the battle frontier, dude. I was fighting for my life. I was training a strong team. It was
in the bad company.
Were good. I was shooting up a virtual airport. Like, things were really happening for me. Now I'm editing. And then I'm editing.
Yeah. I mean, but you could be working at Home Depot.
Yeah, I could. I mean, anybody could, really. I mean, I think the requirements like 50 pounds, you got to be able to lift, and you got to have a driver's license, and the requirements are pretty low.
But you'd have, you know what you don't have now? You don't have a commanding officer. You don't have Jeff.
Oh.
But you don't have, you're not working at Home Depot and you got Jeff breathing down your neck and you're like, did you take 5 to 10 people to the nail aisle this week?
They were giving you a number of people you had to bring to a certain aisle?
No, I'm just making shit up. Okay, fine. Did you sell enough square trade?
Won the week-long square trade or month-long thing once where I got the most... trades in a month.
See, I never heard of this.
I didn't want to make you feel bad.
I never got this.
No, I got the most square trade sales in a month. And
No, I mean, I've heard of you won this. I remember
I got like five extra
bucks. You bring it up every chance you get to bring this up that you were like, I sold the most square trade. But when I came in, they weren't even doing that anymore.
Because it was a scam, dude.
You were scamming?
I think so. There's no way anybody's ever calling.
What'd you get?
What do you mean what I get? As a prize?
Did you get something?
I got like 10 extra bucks on that paycheck. Like, it was like, oh yeah, you get a commission.
That's so stupid.
And I was wheeling and dealing. I was in the trenches. I was slipping it in on my printer sale. You know, I was working for that. 10 extra bucks. It's like, oh, thanks, Jeff and Fred.
Yeah, not even a fucking Subway sandwich would that get you.
The thing is, after that, after I won that and I was like, I proved that I was like a pretty good salesman. I stopped doing it. I was like, this is fucking stupid. For $10, you want me selling this shit? No, I'm not doing it. And like the numbers.
Yeah, like commission was like, that's such a vague term too. Like usually that comes with like, oh, you'll get this percent commission.
Yeah,
but like
they were
that wasn't.
Never, that Staples can only exist by employing high schoolers who don't have anything going for them. The problem is, because they don't have anything going on, they also don't need the job. So they can just be like, you know what? Fuck you. I quit at any moment.
Yeah, bye.
Which,
well, yeah, because they got, I mean, especially in our town, I mean, it's not like,
we were living.
We were going to be fine. We were going to be fine. Honestly, like,
go ahead.
Welcome everybody. Take it easy. We're doing something a little bit special today. We got a topic for you guys today, which we've never done. We've just been yapping up to this point, but Tucker came to my doorstep. He flew all the way to LA and came to my door to like, knock, 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 knock. And he's like, Ted, on the door. Hello. Tucker's dressed Tiny Tim from Christmas Carol. That's how he's dressed.
I gotta look that up.
And oh. Well, did you just ruin the conversation? Is that what just happened?
I had to know who Tiny Tim was. I'd never seen a Christmas Carol. Dude, I have one leg.
So he's tiny so Tucker's Tiny Tim, one leg. One-legged Tiny Tim is what they should have called him. They should have said, "Hey, it's one-legged Tiny Tim." And you were like, Ted, we need to have a topic for today's podcast. And I said, okay, what happened to your leg, by the way? And then he closed the door in my face. And so today we have a topic that, Tucker, you want to take
We're doing take conspiracies today, and we're doing real ones, too. None of that fucking bullshit. And I've got a real one. I've got a relevant one. I've got one that's been knocking on my DMs for weeks now. And I'm about to expose this person to all their fans and to everybody. Whoa. This is coming at you live for the first time, and this is going to hurt, and I hope you're watching. I've got a conspiracy.
Okay.
About Mr. Schlatt.
Okay, yeah. I was like, who else do you know? I was like, you know two people in the content creator space on a personal level.
And I know lots of people in the content creator space, okay? I know lots of them.
Who could you be messaging back and forth with?
It doesn't matter. What matters is I'm about to put Schlatt on blast in front of the entire world. And he knows something's coming. He doesn't know what.
All right. I like it how you like to play this up.
This is a big accusation.
Like,
this is an accusation.
Like Schlatt's sitting there with his headphones on. And he's like,
yeah, he doesn't know where it's going. Oh. He doesn't know where it's going yet. He's shaking. He's quivering.
Okay.
The chops are shaking.
Yeah, the chops are wah.
Pulsating. So,
pulsating.
People have been asking too for a Wordle update. How's it going with Schlatt? Because we are deep in the Wordle back and forth.
So this isn't a conspiracy.
No,
I
got one.
Okay.
So
yeah.
There have been times where Schlatt very rarely. He usually sends me his Wordle score, and I reply with mine.
We know the normal.
He's the preemptive one.
Back and forth.
He's the preemptive one.
Indeed.
He'll even text me and say, "Do your fucking Wordle."
He swears at you.
He does a lot to me. But what happened? I have lost the Wordle a couple times now, and the first time I lost the Wordle, I didn't get it. I was like, you know. I could just not send him my score because I was feeling a little shame. And I could play it off like I forgot, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, there's been only like three times that Schlatt has forgotten to send me his score out of like a month now. And I'm like, oh my God. And he has never lost. So I'm like, oh my God. What if every time he forgot to send me the score, forgot he actually failed the Wordle and just played it off because he doesn't have the balls to admit that he lost.
Now that is interesting. Now that
I know
is a very good opening conspiracy.
I know, because I was toiling all day with, oh, should I send this loss? Should I send it?
Man, and you were really just pulling your hair out about this.
I was distraught. And then it dawned on me, oh my God. I wonder if he lost the other day and he went through this and he didn't have the fucking pride to send in the score.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's my opening
conspiracy. Here's the thing, though, Tucker.
What?
Here's the thing.
Do not cross me.
I'm about to. Like, I'm a black cat and you're on a path, okay?
Okay.
Because you're talking about this thing, this conspiracy, like it's this grand. Would you say that this is something that Schlatt has done to wrong you?
If it proves to be true, yes. This will be the worst stain on our relationship.
And yet, the way that you got to that concept was the fact that you were genuinely considering doing the same thing.
Anytime you face a battle in life, whether it's emotional, physical, relationship-based, you do toil with the wrong thing. And what makes you what makes you morally righteous and what makes you morally sound is by going, no, I must stay on the path of
honor. So did you
honor.
Send your wordle failure?
Yes, I did. I did.
What was the word?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I never got it. What was the word?
It tells you when it's
Ted.
I fail, right?
I've done my best to block out that specific moment of me losing, and it's actually happened twice. I'll put it out there. It's happened twice.
I thought you said it's happened three times.
Maybe it has. I don't know. I'm blocking it out at this point. But all I know, Schlatt's never sent me a loss, but he has missed days.
Yeah, no, that's interesting.
It is.
That's interesting, and I think that we could... This feels like one of those situations where I feel like we could subpoena him, right?
I don't... Yeah, we totally could, but
people... Don't tell me you don't know what a subpoena is.
For people that don't know what subpoena is, I think you should break it down for us.
It's like when you send someone like a legal
right,
order
yeah. We
they
should
have to,
subpoena
they have
him.
To stand.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for those of you that didn't know what that was, it's like when you have to like mail somebody like a legal document that forces them to do something.
Not quite. It's like,
wait, I just
I can tell you what the actual the full on legal definition
I think, see,
is, but it's
Ted
like,
doesn't know, so
he's
looking
up
the
when a politician is like, right, or it's when someone has subpoenas, they're like forced to like show up at a trial and like testify about something. Before I look this up, and now
well,
let's
Ted's
see how
looking
close
it
I
up
was.
Because he just has no idea what subpoena
means.
Do
you just hear what I said? I said what I thought the definition is, and now I'm looking it up.
Well,
so if I'm right. You the bitch.
Even if you have to testify, if you are not a morally sound individual, you will lie.
Oh, you slut. You bitch. You little son of a cuck. A subpoena is a court order compelling a person to appear at a specific time and place to testify or produce documents or other evidence in a legal proceeding with penalties of failure to comply. I was literally
we
fucking right.
We need his Wordle data.
Okay. Nice try to do a little bit of a redirection here thing,
wait,
but I've been
I'm
reading the comments
you.
On Take It Easy. No, you're not.
What? I thought
I've been reading the comments on Take It Easy, and I have been seeing people proclaiming your masterful redirections of me. And I was like, you're right. Tucker is
I've
very good
redirected.
At introducing a new subject while I'm about to roast him in order to, you know, it's a little wax on, wax off conversationally.
It's a defensive maneuver. To
indeed it is
to alleviate my soul from your constant berating.
I do not constantly berate you, sir, but I will right now, because do you agree that I did know the definition of subpoena?
I will never agree to that.
What are you talking about? I was literally right. I said it, and then
one of us looked something up. One of us looked something up and the other one didn't.
No, because I said
you know what I
what
you know what I just
was,
you know what I opened with earlier.
And now I looked it up, so we both know what it is.
I earlier said, "Isn't it awful when you're having a conversation with somebody and they look something up?" Oh,
okay. No, because you looked something up on this podcast before I did.
Tiny Tim, you're going to bring Tiny Tim into this.
I am going to bring Tiny Tim, and you made the same point that I did earlier,
you
son of a bitch.
That was just so I could vibe with you harder because I didn't know who Tiny Tim was. It wasn't to add information.
Okay, then if you want to know how to vibe with me, hey, my friend, I got something to say to you. You want to know how to vibe with me right now, sir?
Say it. Just say it.
Just tell me I knew the definition of subpoena. Just tell me. Tell me, say it.
Or what? Or what?
Or what? I'll be sad and the vibes will reduce. Are you
okay,
a
fine.
Proponent
no, okay,
and defender of the vibe?
No,
or
okay.
are
okay,
you
fine.
A vibe anarchist?
Okay, you knew what it meant. You know what it meant.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
So, yeah, that's the Schlatt predicament conspiracy that I have brewing.
Mm-hmm. And I think, and now that we know both on the definition, I think we got to subpoena him. We got to bring him to court.
we
got
to
put him.
We're about to, and we could, you know, a little knock, 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 you know.
You know, SWAT knock.
Yeah.
SWAT knock like he's parked in the wrong spot. And then we break down his door.
Issue him.
We put Jambo in cuffs. And we take him down to the courthouse. And we put him in the stand. And we make him testify under oath.
He is religious.
Hand on the Bible. Hand on the Bible. Millstone.
Oh, we could get a millstone.
You know what? That'd be great. We get him to testify, and then we do kind of like a special court proceeding where we get someone to hoist like on a pulley, like just a big old millstone above his head.
Yep.
So he's got that pressure. So he's got to tell the truth because there's a millstone above him.
Yeah. Okay. I'm game.
Yeah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So, I think to dive into a deeper conspiracy, though, what do you think about the Library of Alexandria?
Yeah, you know,
how often are you thinking about it?
All that lost ancient porn keeps me up at night.
I bet it does, freak. How often are you thinking about the Library of Alexandria?
Dude, I just told you. Every night. Every night I'm thinking about that lost ancient porn.
As much as I'm thinking
about those weirdly drawn tits. I'm thinking about those.
Well, the Romans, really knew their way around a good, like, breast.
They knew their way around a tit?
Yeah, have you seen the sculptures? They're awesome.
I miss all those depictions of, little tiny little baby penises on those men with rockin' bods.
They're good size.
Back then, a tiny piece was a good thing.
Why was that?
You know, the Romans were saying, the Romans valued a small penis because that meant they weren't gluttonous. That means that they weren't embroiled in lust. That's why the Romans liked the small penis. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying maybe we should get back to the Romans.
Your mind,
you know, I'm saying that maybe the Romans knew what was going on.
I'm trying to bring an intellectual conversation to Take It Easy because I know the easy goers are looking for it. And you've got your mind in the gutter. You've got your mind in the ass crack of the history book.
Okay, well, let's cook the whole bird here. You know, ass crack included.
You want to cook the whole bird?
I want to cook the whole bird. So I want to talk about Library of Alexandria. They had to have that section.
Do you know in hieroglyphs and other ancient imagery, the people who are carrying like the briefcase?
In the glyphs?
Yes, in the glyphs.
I don't know much about the glyph. Can you tell me about these glyphs?
So in glyphs and other art from the ancient times, you often see the briefcase people. They're carrying some sort of bag. And you see this Central America, Africa, Europe, you know, it's all over. How's it getting all over? I don't know. Well, I think that's
okay, well, do you have support images here that I can look at?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy that you opened up this podcast with an issue about Googling on the episode that requires us to Google the most.
Ted, you know what you need to do right now?
What's up?
Just take it easy. Okay.
Whoa. He said the name of the show.
So I'm putting it in the chat right now and Emma can put these onto, the,
that's not a briefcase. That's a purse.
Okay, briefcase, purse. All we know is that within that item, it holds knowledge. It holds knowledge.
Okay, sure, but like,
you're getting caught up in the. It doesn't matter if I said briefcase, bag, sack. It's a knowledge holder. Briefcase was a very.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be intellectually honest here. When I'm looking at this, and you know, are you familiar with pails?
Pails, like a bucket.
Yeah,
like a pail. Okay.
How is this any different than a wooden pail?
Look
me up a wooden pail. Just do me a favor. Look me up a wooden pail.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that does look pretty similar.
Now go back. Yeah, go back to that photo. Look at that. Then go back and look at the wooden pail.
Okay.
And tell me, is that closer to a businessman's briefcase on Wall Street, or is that closer to a wooden pail?
I don't think I should answer that. I think for the sake of discussion, we are going to consider that the briefcase.
Okay, so are we... So in the context of Take It Easy, wooden pails, they are not canon.
Not canon in the Take It Easy podcast.
Okay. Audio listeners, love you to death. Video watchers, yeah. Wooden pails, they're not canon. So for the purpose of this exercise... We have to move forward, guys, together, pretending we just didn't consider that wooden pails were involved here.
Do you...
Wait, talk... Hold on. Zip.
He's locking
it. Wow. That looks exactly like a briefcase. What the fuck? It looks like a man's going to a business meeting right now.
I know, and what are they about to talk about?
Knowledge?
The ancient race. Let's dabble. Just open your mind a little bit. I know you're really closed off these days. Open her up.
I was open.
Take in.
And then you said ancient race, and then I shriveled.
Let's think about your favorite video game series for a second.
Thinking.
Halo. You're the lore master. Mm. You're a goblin of the lore. You're always in the lore. Do you think that it's possible that there was a race of humanity before ours in any capacity, like humans that devolved or went back in time?
Okay.
And like,
well, if we're talking about the context of Halo lore, then yeah, there were humans a million years ago that were 7 feet tall and they lived 200 years. And then they had a war with the Forerunners, and then the Forerunners devolved the humans and put them back to a tier fucking 7 civilization. And then, sure, yeah.
So why is there such a technological gap between the ancient Egypt and ancient Rome, and then we go way back? We lost a lot of knowledge. Who was making all that stuff, and how were they doing it? You know, we still can't crack the code.
I need some dates here. Way back. When's way back?
You know, back then, like a while ago.
Okay.
Let's talk BCs.
Okay. I mean, we already were with the ancient Egyptians. That was like, what, 5,000 BC or something like that?
I think it was more like 4,000. So really long time ago. And I think, you know, something to do with these guys with these briefcases was doing it all. And there are briefcases in other parts of the world, too. So... Do you think that maybe there was like a higher echelon of humans back then who stored their knowledge within the Library of Alexandria? And when it burned, we essentially as a species got reduced because we lost the knowledge. We lost the briefcases. Mm. What's your take?
You think all the briefcases were held in the Library of Alexandria? Where was the Library of Alexandria?
It wasn't in Atlantis, I'll tell you that much.
I thought you were saying it wasn't in Atlanta.
It wasn't in Atlanta either.
It wasn't in Atlanta, Georgia, which, you know, renowned ancient library and research institution that was established in Alexandria, Egypt, under the Ptolemaic dynasty, and became a major center of knowledge and learning, attracting scholars across the Mediterranean. Vast collection of papyrus scrolls, including works by Plato, Aristotle, Homer, and others. Wow.
I know this is a lot coming at you at once.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of information I got to fill in here because you were like, you know, the Library of Alexandria. And I was like, I mean, I know its name. I don't know much about it, though.
Well, I mean, we all wish we knew more about it, but we can't. But we have to fill in the gaps.
Despite its destruction, the Library of Alexandria remembers a symbol of knowledge and intellectual pursuit, inspiring the creation of the Bibliotheca Alexandrina, a modern library in Alexandria, Egypt, that aims to recapture the spirit of the ancient institution. Wow! They have a new one, dude. Do you know about this?
What? Can we go there?
They've got a new Library of Alexandria. There's like a new one. And it's still alive.
Wait, when was it built?
Let's see. It was started
glass.
1995, dude.
How much knowledge is in there, though? I bet they don't have shit in there.
I mean, they got 16,000 members.
Well, if you read about the Library of Alexandria, they said they had like 1,000, what's it called? The guys who were like not like scholars back then, which 1,000 in the BC days of scholars, that's like millions now of smart people.
Basically, yeah, I know. And it estimates range that it had 40,000 to 400,000 scrolls housed at its height, which is a very large range of scrolls. 40,000 to 400,000?
Yeah, it is a range. But all we know, I mean,
that's a 360,000 scroll range.
I don't know what 40,000 scrolls looks like. I don't know if that's like the Smithsonian amount of scrolls or if that could fit like in my basement. I have no idea what 40,000 scrolls actually looks like. But all I know is that there was a lot of knowledge that we lost. Knowledge that would probably help connect us to the ancient civilizations. Do you think they were sacked intentionally? There's a lot of controversy about them because they burned. And do you think that people went out to burn them to destroy certain knowledge, to usher in a new era, an era of religion, perhaps?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds there was a guy who's had stuff recorded there named Heron of Alexandria, who was like alive from like 150, somewhere from 150 BC to 250 AD, and he has the first recorded steam engine invention, 150 AD.
Mm-hmm.
Where were steam engines before then?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What if the way the pyramids were built, the Sphinx, all that used some kind of ancient technology, or maybe there was, you know, a lot of people say there were aliens or whatever. Let's just play with that for a second. Let's just play with it. Let's say
I'd love to play with an alien, dude.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
The pyramids were built with playful aliens, right? And they talk about that in the Library of Alexandria. So they're like, oh, we got to burn this motherfucker so we can soft launch this Jesus Christ guy without any other conflicting narrative. We got to get rid of all the old knowledge because we're bringing in a new era. What do you think about that?
Okay.
Which is why there's such a disconnect between like ancient history and like, you know, Roman Catholic Italy shit. I know. I know it can be a lot to take in the first time you think about it.
But like, wouldn't that assume that the alien shit was only based in Egypt then?
Well, Egypt was like the center of Mediterranean trade for a while. It was kind of like the jewel of humanity.
I know, but like, isn't there
why they're storing all the knowledge there?
Yeah, but then there was also China.
Eh, not as interesting.
Eh, China.
People, well, if you think China should be involved, give me something on it. What's the oldest structure in China that's like really, really legit?
You know, there's one thing that comes immediately to mind, and I just, you know, I feel like you've heard of it. It's called the Great Wall of China.
Okay, and date that for me.
Pretty dang old.
But really not complicated to build.
Really? How long do you think it is? How many miles do you think the Great Wall of China is?
I bet it's 1,117 miles long.
It's just like, it's funny how fucking wrong you are. It's funny how
many miles is it?
How off you are.
How many miles is it?
I mean, you got to go up to get further along.
Well, I'm thinking it's like 1,000 miles from here to Texas. So, I mean, you're telling me they got a wall longer than that?
So you think you don't think it could possibly be more than 1,000 miles?
No, there's no.
Don't look it up. Don't.
I'm not.
Hands
I have
off,
my hands
up.
I'm hands up. I was just looking down at my hands.
It's actually crazy how under the number you're at right now. Give me another number.
13,000.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because you looked it up.
I didn't. I've been hands up.
No,
my screen's over here. My mouse over here.
Nah, you're.
Is it really 13,000?
13,171.
Wow! You're a Google
no, slut. I'm not. No. Oh my God! I got it. Oh! Wow! That's so
wow.
Enough.
No,
fuck
that
you,
was
man.
A banging guess.
No.
I still got the Bibliotheca Alexandria up here.
Nah, man. Nah.
Do you want me to show you my history right now?
I don't even care. There's nothing that you could do right now or in the future to make me believe that you just guessed second guessed the length of the Great Wall.
Emma,
of China.
Are you
let
this?
It be known his.
He thinks
his first
I looked
guess,
it up.
1,000. No, yeah, no, you definitely looked it up, and the people will think that too because that's
Emma
just,
will confirm. She's gonna write. He didn't do it. He
you
is
think?
So fucking smart.
Mm-mm.
That's why he is great. It's Mm-mm. gonna show up like a typewriter.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Wow! Your wife, the love of your life. The unbiased love of your life,
the
who you
my
married
yang.
To.
Yeah.
No, I think that's fucking bullshit.
But she's,
but I mean,
she is God fearing. She would not lie.
You know
that would be
too?
Sin.
You know what's funny too? We're arguing on whether or not you guessed it. But your first guess was 1,000.
Yeah, but so you gave me a makeup.
Mm-hmm. I did. Give
Once
you a
Once you take
makeup.
The makeup test, it doesn't matter what you got on the first one.
Mm.
There was a makeup.
You're making up rules here now. That's
I'm
the makeup here that's happening. You're making up
rules.
So you were totally off. It was 13,000 miles.
Well, I was pretty close. I guessed 13,000.
Oh no,
okay.
You didn't.
Okay.
You second guessed it after I gave you a very strong hint that it was a lot more than 1,000. But yeah, the total length of all sections of the Great Wall of China built adds up to 21,196 kilometers or 13,171 miles, including overlapping sections that were rebuilt.
What year was that built in? Let's lock back in here.
Let's see. It was built during the Ming
Dynasty.
Okay. Which was ruled from 1368 to 1644.
Oh, this is recent.
No, it's like 500 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, but pyramids is like 6,000 years ago.
Okay, let me look up anything older than the pyramids.
They were building that thing, and people were getting shot on Earth with gunpowder weapons. You know, back when the pyramids were being built, I think we were using bronze yet, or something, or you know, maybe we were using bronze, but we were using something that wasn't, you know, it was old school papyrus, dude. We're not using papyrus
what else we got?
Anymore.
What else we got? We got some crazy stuff here. It predates the pyramids. We got a Gobekli-Tepe.
Gobekli-Tepe. What is that? Can you?
Gobekli-Tepe.
Oh, wow. I actually found it. What is this? This just looks like a dirt pit.
It's not just a dirt pit. It's full of knowledge. And there's walls in here.
Okay,
and,
but here's the
and
thing.
Other stuff.
This doesn't look complicated to make. That's what I'm talking about. There had to be knowledge encased in the briefcase that was burned that explained how we did all that cool old shit. This
But this shit was from almost 10,000 years ago. or 10,000 BC.
But it's not complicated. I could do this, dude. This just looks like a, you know, guy in his backyard digging holes, putting stones in them.
But man, this shit's pre-pottery.
That's crazy.
Pre-pottery, man.
Pre-pottery.
Yeah, pre-pottery Neolithic.
Well, so, okay, let's add that to it then. The knowledge that was coming out of sites like these was in the briefcase. The briefcase burned. Was the burn intentional?
Wait, when the briefcase burned where?
In the library. The briefcase had scrolls in it, papyrus scrolls.
How do we know that the briefcase was in the library?
Well, it hasn't shown up since.
So there's no other depictions post the Library of Alexandria of the briefcase?
You're finally getting on. You're getting this,
man. I'm getting stressed. I feel like I'm only getting the info you're giving me, and
you think,
and
I would ever, you know, give you anything that wasn't superbly vetted?
I mean, you thought the Great Wall of China was 1,000 miles long.
You didn't even
long,
know,
man,
what subpoena meant.
Now that
that's a lie.
Is a wonderful that was a lie. Misinformation. That is called a lie.
No, I'm not a liar. You know, I'm not a liar.
You're not a liar. You're not a liar.
That. But I actually...
I gave you a look. I gave you a look just now, and I was like...
Disappointment.
You wouldn't...
It was like your dad is like, you better fucking... You better fix that right now.
Yeah, I was like, you better fess up right now, son. You're going to get a big spanking. I was like, I was about to leave the call. I was like, there's no way this motherfucker is going to not let me hold on to knowing what subpoena was.
I'm going
to
give everybody a pro life tip. If you don't lie ever or very often, right, you're known as somebody who's very truthful, honest, that means you're a very good liar. Because you can just dish one out whenever you want. No one's even going to question it because you're not somebody that lies. Mm. Now, this is a power. This is a very powerful power, but you got to use it for good.
Yeah.
And I use it for good.
Oh, you think you're a good liar?
I'm a great liar.
Mm. Okay. When was the last time you lied to me?
I think using our relationship could just cause a little too much drama.
No. I want to hear. What was your... Okay, fine. What was your last white lie?
My last...
Something that you said, like a lie that you said to just make things easier for you.
I don't know. Let me think. My last white lie? Well, I don't lie very often. I don't. So when I do, it hits. It's perfect. I usually, if someone asks me like something, I usually just tell them the truth, which bites me a lot. I don't know what my last white lie. I couldn't even tell you. When was your last lie?
I don't know. I was just thinking about that right now. What I was thinking about, I was like, when was the last time I fucking lied to you? I don't think I can't think of the last time that I lied to you.
Well, why would you be lying to me?
I don't know. Well, that is a good question. But I was also like, have I lied to him? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I feel like it's more like I just don't tell you something until I do tell you it.
You tell like you me a more. Lot. You tell me more things than I tell you.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, now that is interesting. Whoa. Was that a slip? Was that a slip? Does that mean there's like a whole... bucket of shit that you gotta tell me that I don't know about yet? No, don't be looking around. I'm
no,
right
no,
here.
No,
right
no,
no.
I think it's just because you've got a more dynamic. My life is more settled. I think where you've got more pieces flowing, so you've always got something
I
to
feel
talk
like
about.
I need more secrets. I need more secrets.
More secrets.
I feel like you got secrets. You got secrets.
You were the first one to find out the big secret.
Well, yeah. That's true. That's true. Actually. You know what? Yeah, you did tell me that, and the thing is too, you could have lied to me, but you didn't.
I didn't because
you didn't
because I don't lie very often. I'm gonna save it for something.
You don't lie. You don't lie very often. Okay, fine. Now, how do we know that the conspiracy theorists aren't lying?
Because they believe it. It's not a lie if you believe it. Everybody knows that. George Costanza, 1997.
I know, but like, I feel like being a conspiracy theorist can also be like a lucrative job.
Really?
You can make a whole YouTube channel about talking about conspiracies, and that'd be a solid job.
But if you're doing it for as a job, is it really a lie? Like, if your job is to make conspiracy videos, like, are you lying or are you just creating stories that people want to listen to?
Well, you'd be encouraged to misinterpret information.
Well, I feel like
or misinterpret certain things and find connections where there isn't, like, reasonably one, right?
Well, I feel like, depends. If you're going, like, flat Earth, that would be a lie, I think. Because that has, like...
Flat Earth is crazy. We're not talking about flat Earth today, are we? You don't have that one loaded up.
Well, no, but I'll talk about why I think it's very irritating. Because there's so much evidence. There's overwhelming evidence. Like,
yeah,
it's so insane that anyone would even question it. Like, well, I can't see the curve. It's like, yeah, dude, because you're like a microscopic piece of dust on this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and you can also see the curve on the ocean.
Well, yeah, because if you'd be able to see fucking Europe if there was no curve. Like, if you're on the top of Mount Everest and there was no curve, you'd be able to see everything all the time.
Yeah.
But you can't.
That would make things, and you know what's crazy too? That would make things a lot easier for us. If the Earth was flat, things would be a lot easier.
What would be easier?
Like logistics.
Why?
Intelligence.
You think we'd be smarter?
No, like military-wise.
But then you couldn't have satellites.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't have satellites, but what you would have is a giant tower that goes about a mile into the air, and then you just have one big telescope, and you just be looking at everyone.
I guess that would be easier than satellites.
Yeah.
Because that's what satellites are basically now, is just like telescopes to spy on the other guys.
Yeah. But it's got to rotate around the Earth, and sometimes it's on the other side, and you can't see it.
Well, that's why Elon Musk's got about 50,000 of them up there now.
You think that those are also for spying?
Surely at least one of them's got to be for spying. You're telling
me... Yeah, they got to be talking.
You're telling
me
you are a single entity and you've got like fucking thousands of satellites. Not one of them's got a camera on it.
They're putting a lot of them up there, though.
Dude,
there's
you
like
can't
7,
look up
000.
At the sky without catching a few just right off the bat.
We saw some in Kenya.
Did we see... Well, yeah, I mean, you could see him anywhere on Earth.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I don't know. I'm not looking into the sky as often as you think I probably am.
I don't think you're looking into the sky ever.
Well, isn't that rich coming from you?
Well, you're
yeah.
You know?
How dare? How dare?
Sometimes I dare. Sometimes I dare.
I'm the one who activated that eclipse plan.
Wait, did you see the eclipse the other night?
So are you talking about like a lunar eclipse?
Yeah, it was a total lunar eclipse.
What does that look like?
Blood moon. Waterbenders lose their shit. They can't bend. Early Friday.
I heard about it, but then I never went and saw it.
The moon turns red. The full moon turns red.
Was it really red?
I mean, it was pretty red. I never seen the moon look like that before.
Really?
Yeah, it was over, I think, all of North America.
Damn it.
It was at 3 a.m. And the totality lasts like an hour on that one.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was far more underwhelming than a real solar eclipse.
Well, yeah. I mean, at least I can say I've seen two total solar eclipses.
I think lunars happen often. So
I've seen like, what is it? I think I've seen about almost 5 minutes worth of total solar eclipse.
Yeah.
How long was that one we saw? That was like,
it was long enough to make a fucking TikTok, at least.
I know. I'm proud of that TikTok. Because I had twice as much time as the last one. So I was like, I'm just getting enough time to film this and then get the same amount of time I got for the last one. And I did.
That was hard to watch.
I mean, you're allowed to.
I know. I just didn't want to lie.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm putting it out there.
It was a damn good TikTok. It was a good TikTok.
But I'm putting it out there. It was hard to watch. That's my truth of the episode.
You know what, Tiger? How about this? I'll make you a promise. I'll never do that again at a total solar eclipse.
I'll take that deal.
I'll never record that again. Yeah.
That's a good deal right there.
Yeah.
What was I going to say, though?
I'll tell you what, though. For me, it was painful, too. It was worth it when it worked out, but if it didn't work out, it wouldn't be worth it.
How many likes did you get on that?
Like 600,000.
Yeah, that's pretty good. My last post on Instagram did better than I thought.
Yeah, I was like, I'll tell you how many views it got. It was like,
views or likes on Instagram?
I view likes as the same thing as views. It got 3.4 million views.
Damn.
623,000 likes.
That was a dark day, and I don't even mean the eclipse, dude. I mean that drive home.
Oh, it was troublesome. It was troublesome. But wait. Is there any conspiracies about eclipses?
No, but we could. Well, let's go into that first.
Because we spent about a half an hour talking about the Library of Alexandria.
Well, I think about that every day.
You think about the no, you don't.
I do, and you want to know why? Because the episode of Avatar: The Last Airbender with the library. That's what I think it's got to be like that, right?
I think
full of knowledge like that, and they're like, oh my,
a big owl.
Dude, I'd love to think that there was a big owl in there. Well, what if there was a dragon in there? Like, what if that had the scrolls that told us about the dragons?
Would you rather have it be an owl or a dragon?
I think I'd rather have it be a dragon, be just for the implications of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would not want it to be an owl because of the implications of that, which is it eats humans and you have human-sized pellets.
If it turned out to be an owl in there, that would open even more questions. But if it turns out to be a dragon, that kind of answers our questions. It's like, okay, the dragons were real, and they were the bearers of knowledge.
Yeah, and they were underground, like at the beginning of Reign of Fire.
What's Reign of Fire? Is this an anime? Are you telling the truth?
I am telling the truth.
What is it?
I'm telling my truth, which is one of my childhood buddies, their favorite movie was Reign of Fire, like reign as in like a rule over by a monarch.
Whoa, dude, this has it's badass a dragon cover movie. Photo.
It's a dragon apocalypse movie. It starts at the beginning of the movie where they're digging in some sort of coal mine.
Dude, this has Matthew McConaughey and Christian Bale in it.
Yeah, and they dig too deep, and then they discover dragons underground, and then it starts an apocalypse scenario. Where there's this one scene at the beginning, and I remember not understanding this, but now I do because it was like, nobody ever does this, where people were like, they were running somewhere and they were trying to get somewhere and they were really scared. And they got to this tomato garden and this person took the tomato and they bit into it like an apple. And I remember being a kid and I was like, you're not supposed to do that. That's a tomato. But if you were starving, biting a tomato, pretty big deal. And then there's this one part where for some reason, they're in Europe, but then like the Americans show up and they have like a tank. They got like a fucking Abrams or something. No, they don't have an Abrams. It's something else. It's like a fucking World War II tank or something. But
I'm gonna get fucked up and watch this movie because
they're trying to fight dragons with a helicopter.
I feel like that'd be an easy W for the helicopter. Is it not?
It's a fucking dragon, dude.
Yeah, but like 30 millimeters, dude.
Yeah, but like you gotta think about like the maneuverability of a dragon versus
that is true
a helicopter, and that thing's just packing infinite napalm. As long as that thing's breathing, it's shooting out napalm.
Is it European dragons or Asian dragons?
Classically European dragons.
Okay. Are you more of a Euro or a Asian dragon guy?
I think if we got like a I feel like there's been more sort of hyper realistic depictions of European dragons, mm-hmm. whereas like I don't know if we get enough like Asian depiction, like Chinese depictions of dragons to like be able to make that comparison, because if there was like, you know, honestly, I mean, there's a growing China film industry. There was actually a movie recently that came out in China that was like did like $2 billion just in China, like its first week. I'd like to bringing out dragonology.
Quick peek and see what the I want to side by side. The Asian dragons usually seem to be more like serpentine than the European, yeah, which are more like lizard with wings. And then you have American dragons, which are a little more serpentine avian.
Yeah, more like dinosaur-like.
They're a little more feathered.
Yeah, which is funny, too, because like when it comes to the dragonology stuff, it was like he had Asia, he had Europe covered. But then when it was like, ah, shit, what the fuck's going on in the Americas? He just started making stuff up, you know? Like, you know, like the American. I remember when I got to that point in the book, and I was like, whoa, these used to be here? Wait, you're telling me there was a dragon in Massachusetts?
Well, dude, what if there was? That would be crazy. Yeah, like here's a great depiction of a more avian style here with the feathers and whatnot.
Yeah, there you go.
I would like to say dragons were real. That's a conspiracy I would love to dabble with.
They're definitely like, you know, of mythical beasts, they're definitely the tiger of mythical beasts, you know.
Everybody
they're one
them.
Where it's like where they're so dangerous and they will kill you in an instant, but God, they look cool.
Well, what if that's why they are gone? And like what if they're flying, their bones had to be hollow, right? So they don't keep very well. And what if they're so dangerous that once we kind of got our shit together as a species, we killed them off?
It's tough too, because like something that big and that strong and that dangerous can't be flying, unfortunately.
What do you mean,
you know how like you see dragons and they've got like the big jaw, they got the huge bite strength, they're rocking like dinosaurs, you know?
Yeah.
But like they're flying.
Well, that's why they got the hollow bones and stuff.
I know, but the hollow bones doesn't really. Can you have the hollow bones? That's just about weight, you know.
Well, are you talking about like the power that they have?
Yeah, I'm talking about. Okay, well, if they got hollow bones, but if they have muscle, that's going to weigh them down too. That's going to make it hard to fly.
Well, like if you think about like a little bird that's eating seeds, like really hard seeds, they can still crack them. Like they got pretty good bite force.
Yeah, I know, but like all this imagery of a dragon here. Are we just rock? Maybe it's just a wingspan thing to compensate or something, enough to make enough draft.
Well, what if like dragons kind of survived the dinosaur like apocalypse there because they were more bird-like and they could fly and they could move to locations on Earth that were more inhabitable away from the fucking epicenter of doom. And so they survived and dinosaurs kind of continued to exist. And then once humanity... It's like, let's, you know, like 100,000 to like 10,000 years ago was like starting to get its shit together. We started wiping them out because we're like, we can't let this thing live.
Yeah,
crawling up there to the nest and fucking smashing all the eggs.
Stabbing the eggs, yeah. Man. Turning them into omelets, making some dragon omelet. No, but like, I feel like if there was a satisfying dragon that existed, it's got to have like a 300-foot wingspan at least.
Whoa, 300, man. You're not going to be satisfied with like a smaller dragon than that?
Think about like what, like we're, you know, if we're getting a dinosaur sized level dragon, which is the only dragon I'm reasonably going to be satisfied by.
So are you just going by like the biggest dinosaur? Because dinosaurs came in all shapes and sizes.
No, I'm just going through just general vibes of biggest dinosaur versus like the California condor, which has an 8-foot wingspan, right?
Oh, I think it's more than that.
10-foot wingspan.
Let's look up. We got to go see those.
No, but like think about how big a California condor is and how big its wingspan is in order to compensate for the size of it, right?
It's 9.5 feet.
If you want a dragon, that's like really, really large, you're going to need that dragon to have like a 300-foot wingspan in order to produce enough draft to be able to fly.
I'm going
to
Google how big was a dragon, the wingspan. So Western dragons had a wingspan of 138 feet.
Shut up.
that's too small, man. That's not enough. That's not enough. That's not enough draft. You ain't producing enough draft with that.
Here's a 20. Here, I'm going to put this in the chat. Here's a 20-foot wingspan dragon.
Yeah, I'm not buying that, dude. There's too much muscle on the center portion. That thing's got to have twice the wingspan in order to be able to lift that thing off the ground. You know what I mean? Because if you're packing these things with muscle, because the California condor is not got a lot of muscle on it, usually, I'd imagine. It's got the, like the talons and stuff. It's got good force in the talons, I'm sure.
17 to 25 pounds.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I would say dragons are pretty light. I think they're probably pretty light.
But that's not what I want. We're talking about what I want, Tucker.
Okay, what?
Now, what do I want?
You want?
You've been listening? What do I want?
You want 300 foot.
But why do I want that?
For the muscle?
For the muscle. For the muscle, for the bite strength, for the teeth, hard teeth, and bones. So that thing can punch a hole through a fucking castle's wall. But all I'm saying is that, you know, give me a dragon with a 300-foot wingspan, and I think we might be able to work something out.
I don't know if dragons would have had teeth, though. I think it could be more likely they would have had...
What are we talking about here? You're talking about a totally different creature. Dragons don't have teeth. What are you talking about?
What if they had
I'm
beaks?
I'm not dealing with no...
What if they had beaks? Let's just...
Beaks?
Yeah, just... Let that happen for a second. What if they had beaks?
Okay. No, I know what's going on here, and I honestly detest it to the highest degree.
What is going on?
Want to talk about birds.
No. Ted, if I was going to talk about birds, you would not be who I go to talk about it with.
Okay. Well, then don't bring up beaks around me then, respectfully. I don't want to hear about a dragon with a beak because that's disgusting.
Because a lot of dinosaurs had beaks.
I'm talking three rows of teeth, my guy.
Like Game of Thrones style.
Yeah. Yeah. But you look at those Game of Thrones dragons with the damage they were doing, they needed to have twice the wingspan in order to be doing that.
So in Game of Thrones, well, in the prequel series, which is called House of the Dragon, there's a lot more dragons in it. And one of them is really old. And you really like the lore of the dragons. One of them has like a 300-foot wingspan, and it's seen war, and like a dragon having been to war, it allows it to grow more, like the warfare, because they're magical, you know, like they embrace.
They're magical,
kind of magic in Game of Thrones is done really well in the fact that they don't go into it too much. They kind of let it be mysterious. And
I love that. It's like they do the lore for this thing so well because they don't tell you how it fucking works.
Well, I think that's better because it lets your imagination fill in the gaps and the characters within the world don't.
Yeah, that is true, though. I think that people get a little bit goblin-y when it comes to world building where they need every single little thing to be explained to them. And I get it, too. Like, I've
it's
gone
gluttonous,
hyper fixated
though.
On lore and stuff, and I love figuring out how everything works.
But it's gluttonous.
But it's also good storytelling to allow things to be unknown.
Yeah, and I think the unknown.
Although I'll
of
tell
it,
you what, that movie 9 really bummed me out.
Wait, is that with the little sack people?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen pieces of that movie over and over.
On TikTok and shorts?
No, actually in real life. I've never, that one's never come up on my shorts. I wish it would. But like, what's the deal with that movie? I just keep seeing pieces of it for the last 15
it's about
years.
It's about a guy that is like this apocalypse happened because of robots, because of a guy who invented robots that took over the world and destroyed everything. But then the sack people are basically his soul split into 9 different little sack robot things.
Okay. And do they try to like make him again?
They just are kind of figuring shit out. I don't really know how it, I forget how it ends, but it was just like, I just remember the world was so dreary. And I was like, from a lore perspective, I was like, man, I hope the shit works out or like anything happens. Or are these guys just going to fucking starve and die out here? Are they robots? Do they need to eat? I was like,
Did they starve and die?
More of like a, I don't know. I don't know how it ends, but like, it was
But it bummed you out.
It was a little bit of a confusing movie for me at the time. When did it come out? 2007?
That sounds really right.
Nine movie.
2009.
2009. I said 2007.
Oh. I like.
So I was 11 when this came out. I definitely wasn't smart enough.
Are you smart enough now?
It looks like there's a dragon in this.
There's some big names in this.
Yeah. I mean, this. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it didn't do great. Its budget was $30 million. Its box office was $48 million. Which, I mean, $18 million is great, yeah. But for, like, movies, that's not that, that's nothing
yeah,
special.
Yeah, it was definitely like, oh, you know what it was? I think it was, like, something like, it was biological warfare the way, it was a Tim Burton movie. Tim Burton movie, it was definitely Tim Burton vibes.
This would have been great as a stop motion movie.
Yeah, I forget what it was.
It was just CGI.
Yeah.
But I feel like the character design makes me feel like it was supposed to be stop motion. Because they're like...
Wait, okay, we're running out of time here for the main episode. Before we end the main episode and go on to the Patreon, which is only $5 a month, patreon.com/takeiteasy. Give me, you got one more conspiracy to send us out here?
Well, what, you should give me one.
Well, I told you at the beginning, I don't have any.
Well, what do you like, what do you like to think about? Surely you have something that titillates.
Are
you.
These conspiracies or are these just thought things?
Well, it's the, well, usually I'm thinking about things that are like conspiracy-esque.
But do you have any of the ones that you had prepared beforehand, though?
Well, I was willing to talk about Atlantis. But I don't know if you're...
Now, that's one. Now, that's one I really hoped real.
Me too, yeah. And I've got fucking... I got some files on it. I have an Atlantis file.
You got...
I've got...
Wait,
an Aquarius Islands file. I've got one
on
Plato.
Wait, hold on.
I've been on this for a long time.
Wait, what are you talking about? Wait, pull that back up. Pull that Atlantis file out right now. Show that to me. What is that? Pull that up to the screen.
It's my.
You've got files on these things?
Of course I have files on these things. Atlantis definitely existed, and I think it ties in. I think it was mentioned in the library.
I wouldn't even have known that you owned manila folders, let alone have them labeled.
Ted, you insult me. You know I'm organized.
Yeah, I mean, a file organizer, though? I mean, on conspiracies?
Yes, like, I have a conspiracy box. I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I bought a printer so I could start filling it with stuff.
Okay. So what do you got on Atlantis for me?
Well,
open up that file.
No, I can't show you inside the file. Not well, if you
not?
Come I mean, over, is... I will open the files for you. But that's an in-person exclusive.
I just okay. What were the other files you had there?
Well, I have one on the Aquarius Islands and I have one on Plato.
The Aquarius Islands?
Yeah. Here, I'll. They're off the coast of Portugal.
And also one on. Plato,
the philosopher,
the philosopher,
the
yeah, no, he seems sort of out of place from the other ones.
Oh well, he had a lot to say on Atlantis.
Oh, did he?
So I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna send you a little thing right here. Now there's a pin. You can see that, and there's an island chain there. I think it's likely Atlantis was somewhere around there. It's got great connection. Well, it's very close to the Middle East, or not the Middle East, the Mediterranean. And so you're getting trade, you're getting knowledge passed around, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And volcanic islands, very likely to have lost an island or gained, you know, like a lot of overturning land, high likelihood something goes wrong. I think that Atlantis was probably mentioned in detail in the Library of Alexandria, but that shit got burned.
Yeah, that shit got burned.
I think Atlantis fell, but I think it had knowledge there. And I think that was who was doing some trade.
So do you think Atlantis was like an above ground place, or do you think it's an underwater
city? I think it was an above ground place that sank.
that sank? How do you think it sank?
Like volcanic activity or something. Something to do with volcanoes.
Don't volcanoes like make islands, though?
Yeah, but I think they could also remove one given certain circumstances. I'm thinking like a reverse Pompeii situation.
Okay, so like people were unpetrified?
Yeah, they were unpetrified. They were drowned. I don't know if it...
So you think that the way that the people in Atlantis died is that they were petrified by some
event.
Well,
actually, let me...
Then the volcano unpetrified them, and then it drowned them.
Well, actually, it probably more likely has to do with sea level rise.
There's a lot in how they died.
Because sea levels have rose a lot, or have risen a lot in the last 100,000 years.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, if you go back, the UK and the Netherlands and all used to be attached.
No, they did.
Because of all the ice.
Sea bridge.
Well, it wasn't even a bridge. It was like the North Sea was hardly what it was now. So I think those islands off the coast of Portugal, probably way bigger back then, and they might have housed a lot, like a civilization, a lot of knowledge. Because I think that...
Well, you know what? You know what, Tucker? We should get into it, but we'll get into it...
Oh, you're pushing me to the Patreon.
On the Patreon episode of Take It Easy. Guys, we got a Patreon. We do a bonus episode there every week. Extra hour of Take It Easy.
Plus gaming. Plus reality.
Slow down. And also, we're now taking submissions for the Dr. Ted Advice show that I'm going to be running once a month on the Take It Easy Patreon. It is a premiere show where you can send in your questions that me, Dr. Ted, totally real PhD, will answer. But then Tucker and Emma have also been doing a reality recap show every week about Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. And we got the gaming episodes that we're gonna be doing Minecraft today.
Episode 3 of Project Zomboid just premiered on Friday. Go check it out.
Indeed it did.
And things
episode
got
3?
Yeah, Project Zomboid episode 3 premiered on Friday as of this.
I thought that was episode 2.
Episode 2 is already out. It's been out. Episode 3 gets bloody.
Either way, we got to run to the Patreon. So we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Take It Easy. And we hope to see you over at the Patreon.
Or on the Minecraft server tonight.
Or on the Minecraft server. Yeah.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks for watching, guys. Peace.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.